910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Ryan Routh is due in court today for a hearing to determine if he'll remain behind bars while the investigation into the second attempted assassination on former President Trump continues. ABC's Alex Mallon on new evidence which allegedly links Routh to the crime.
The FBI says that they were contacted by a witness 3 days after the suspect was arrested, who said that several months prior to that arrest, they had received a box that included things like ammunition, metal pipes, and then a host of letters, including this letter that basically he apologizes for failing in an assassination attempt on Donald Trump.
Routh has been charged with two gun-related crimes, but it's yet to enter a plea. At least 270 people are dead in Lebanon. Over 1,000 were hurt as the IDF continues to carry out airstrikes on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. Students returned to Appalachian High in Georgia for the first time today since that deadly school shooting earlier this month. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Forbes has named the best employers in the country and in Wisconsin. They surveyed 160,000 staffers nationwide. And the best employer in Wisconsin is Costco. Now that's headquartered over in Washington. But number two is Quick Trip, which is operated out of La Crosse. Rounding out the top five were Procter & Gamble, Acuity Insurance, based in Sheboygan, and Bank of America. Forbes says the sixth best employer in the state is UW-Madison. Meanwhile, a group of teachers may form Wisconsin's first private school union. The staff at Toad Hill Montessori in Madison are organizing. They plan to form a union through Office and Professional Employees International Union Local 39. They say they want to be paid for breaks from class and for snow days and a more consistent application of school policies. Meanwhile, the school denies some of the teachers' claims. Their union elections are October 2nd. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. Here's a look at news closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Thousands of people gathered in Duluth over the weekend for the annual Chester Bowl Fall Fest. Organizers of the event say over 10,000 people visited Chester Park for the event, which featured nearly 150 vendors sharing art, food, clothes, and more with the community. While the event was free and open to the public, Chester Bowl also accepted donations to support their ski program and reminded residents that their winter registration is now open. Chester Bowl is also accepting donations on their website. Residents of a four-unit housing structure in Duluth have been displaced following a Saturday afternoon fire. According to the Duluth Fire Department, crews responded to the residential fire on Bayless Street at around 2 p.m. on Saturday. All of the occupants of the building were evacuated and nobody was reported injured. The fire caused smoke and water damage to three of the four units and fire damage in two of them. It caused an estimated $300,000 to $400,000 of damage. The cause of the fire is under investigation. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
Hats off to him. Hats off to everybody around him. Guys rallying, having his back. You know, I think Tom Clemens does a great job, and, you know, I'd be remiss to say Connor Lewis and Sean Mannion. Just the help they've given him, the support. Jordan Love's been instrumental as well. Just giving him the tips and hanging right by his side and helping him out all along the way.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. Next up, three games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A crisp and cool, refreshing day today under bright sunny skies as highs only climb to the upper 60s. As a few clouds filter in later this evening, overnight lows will fall to the upper 30s. Patchy fog is possible early tomorrow morning, then it'll be sunny and 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do we do? we get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Kristen Wolf returns from Democrats Abroad. If you live overseas, your vote counts too. Don't miss it.
Mattner on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbar. Welcome into hour number two of the big program along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, Monday, September 23rd, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. We are high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. We are into fall, feeling a little seasonal. It's not really a flannel, Mr. Zommers. It's my lighter, my L.L. Bean, kind of my summer wear. It kind of looks like a flannel, but yet still lightweight. It's a transitional attire.
Good to have more variety in fabrics. I could take a tip on that.
Well, I could dress you too. I dressed Trevi Olson. His wife said I did a good job. So.
I'll probably take you up on that.
We'll see. Yes, my designing services are yours for a very low price. Matt Flynn is stuck around. We're always happy to have that. Let's bring him back on. Joining us from the great city of Milwaukee. He is an attorney, a 2-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, a great author. His new book called Court of Last Resort. Wherever you buy your books, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. It is great. Matt, it's great to have you. As an attorney, you were with us in Monroe during this part of the show. This is our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. And Matt, thank you for representing me during this segment of the show.
Good to be here, and if you get in any trouble for running an illegal lottery, just call me. But it looks legal to me.
All right. It looks legal to me. There you go. My attorney has signed off. And to bring us in now, this is fantastic. We talked about it in the first hour because it's called the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Contest. Someone this hour is going to win $100 in cash. Other hours, you might win gold jewelry. And the grand prize, you're also entered in for the grand prize, which the computer will randomly choose at the end of this week. So there's no shenanigans going on as far as the winner. But the grand prize is a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans or New Orleans. Or New Orleans. I had a question about how you say this. And so, Matt, not only do I have an attorney on the segment with me, but we've also brought in the Civic Media Human Resource Director. So God help me if I say anything wrong, Matt. I may need an attorney. But no, Jacqueline, thanks for being with us. Not only do you do a great job as our Human Resource Director, but you are a native Louisiana.
I am. So, I'm from a little bit down the road from New Orleans, which is how you say it.
Say it again.
New Orleans.
Yes. That is how Louisiana says it.
Yes.
So how has it gotten so, you know, cockeyed and twisted around? Is it just goofy Yankees doing that?
Well, you know, whenever you go into like a souvenir shop, like on Bourbon Street, they like to sell little tchotchkes. Mm-hmm. And it's cuter whenever they have Nolans on there. But nobody says it that way.
No one says that.
The other confusion is that it's in Orleans Parish.
Oh.
because very Catholic, do not have counties down there. They are parishes. That is Orleans Parish, but it is New Orleans.
That's, I think that's where the confusion, because yes. New Orleans is in New Orleans Parish.
No, it's in Orleans Parish.
Oh, I'm sorry, in Orleans Parish. All right.
Yep.
So go and visit. I heard it's a beautiful place. I've never been there before, but visit New Orleans. Have some gumbo or whatever people. What's your favorite food in New Orleans?
There is a restaurant off of Bourbon Street where they have charbroiled oysters. Mm-hmm. They are amazing. My husband cannot stop talking about them. Mm-hmm. The first time I took him down there, we just happened upon this restaurant. It's Felix's, mm-hmm. I think. And it was, it's phenomenal. You would go in there, not think it's a great restaurant because it's like an old diner looking place, but it is so good.
Matt Flynn, you're a man of the world. You traveled, you and your wife, Mary. Ever been to New Orleans?
I have been in New Orleans, and then I went on Lake Pontchartrain on the causeway. I was taking depositions, and we spent time on Bourbon Street, and I wish I'd known about Uncle Wolfie's or whatever the name of the place was you just mentioned, because I would have been there for some oysters. I would have been there for some oysters.
But nobody says that, right?
No.
No, Matt, you're showing off our Yankee stupidity. Nobody says that.
You got Pontchartrain right, though, so I'm very impressed by that.
Well, you impressed her, Matt.
Well, thank you.
You got Lake Pontchartrain right. Matt, I mean, he wasn't born. He might have been born on a weekend, but it wasn't last weekend.
Well,
right?
my alma mater had a quarterback named Matt Flynn. So.
No way. The one that played for the Packers?
He came to the Packers, too. Yeah. He came to the Packers.
Uh-huh. Yes. Right. Yeah. We used to say every time that, the few times that Rodgers would get hurt and they have to go in, and I'd say, well, you're in like Flynn.
But now.
Well, actually, he did a good job.
Yeah.
He was.
And
he wasn't a bad quarterback.
No, he was pretty decent. And now you've got a LaFleur.
Yeah, a LaFleur. another French name, right?
Yep. That's like Smith, where I'm from. So.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you, Jack. We appreciate you stopping by. She has corrected it. Here you have it, folks. The proper way to say it. The green and gold will play Monday, December 23rd, against New Orleans.
Perfect.
New Orleans. Thank you, Jacqueline. We appreciate it. All right, Zomers, before we bring Matt back on here for some from legal talk, let's go. Let's open it up.
She killed me, mom. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
All right, time once again for Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Contest. One winner per hour. You're either going to get $100 cash or gold jewelry. This hour, it is all cash, ladies and gentlemen. A crisp $100 gold bill certified by the U.S. Treasury and attorney Matt Flynn. And then at the end of this week, one lucky person is going to get a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd, against New Orleans. All right. Open up your Civic Media app. You can download it for free in your Apple or Android device. Open it up. You'll see all of our lovely stations. Choose the one closest to you or that you listen to, or just stop with start at the top with WAUK in Waukesha or WMDX in Madison. Click on that. Then open it up on the right-hand side. You'll see a little button, a little icon that says text. Hit the text button. And now I'm going to give you the word to text in right now. The word this hour is gold. G-O-L-D. The winner or the word is gold. G-O-L-D. Just like my personal attorney, Samuel Gold. That's a true story, actually. Gold, G-O-L-D, gold. That is the keyword this hour. Get entered in. The keyword is gold, G-O-L-D. Text it now. Somebody, or by the random draw of the computer, somebody's going to get $100 this hour simply by texting the word gold, G-O-L-D, just like the color or the monetary thing there. Gold is the word this hour. All right, Matt, thanks for sticking around. We really appreciate it. And just you're a lot of fun to hang out with. But more importantly for this segment, there's this great story in VoteBeat.org. It is a newer nonprofit news organization reporting about voting access and election administration. Alexander Schur is the author of this at VoteBeat.org. U.S. Department of Justice suing two northern Wisconsin towns last week for allegedly not having accessible voting equipment in the April election. And there's these two townships in Rusk County in northern Wisconsin. Wisconsin, Thornapple and Lawrence, who have said they distrust electronic voting equipment and have decided to ban the machines. Again, Matt, tell us a little bit why this happened, or at least your theory about why this potentially happened based on the rhetoric of Trump and the MAGA party, but also what this does to our election integrity in the eyes of the voter.
Right. Three things. One, this is clearly because of all of the talk by Republicans questioning elections. Number two, you got to know something about Rusk County. My sister and her family lived up there. She taught at Mount Scenario College in Ladysmith some years ago. They lived in Jump River, which is Taylor County. But you got to know this about Rusk County. Guy came up to me one time and he said, Matt, in Rusk County, we believe in shooting a deer in every month that has an R in it, including July and August, okay? That's what Rusk County is about. You see what I'm saying? So the fact of the matter is, they hear this conspiracy stuff from Trump, right? Okay. Right. Now, what's happened is Thornapple and Lawrence won't use electronic machines, which are necessary if people are handicapped. Yeah. And so the federal government asked them to change, and they said, well, Wisconsin law says that any town of under 7,500, you don't need them. And that's true. Wisconsin law says that, and Thornapple and Lawrence are both under 1,000 people. But the Fed said, well, we got news for you. Federal law says you need them for handicapped people, and federal Trump state. You got to understand something. If federal law and state law conflict, federal law always wins. Well, Lawrence caved. Lawrence said, okay, and they are going to use electronic machines in November. Thornapple has a guy, I couldn't believe it. He says, well, commies, quote, commies could stick a pen in the machine and change the vote, end quote. He is flat out Trump. And so they had a suit. They sued in the Western District of Wisconsin in federal court in Madison. And they're going to get a judge there who's going to say, you're going to bring in machines or you're going to jail. That's what's happening right here up in Thornapple and Lawrence in Rusk County.
If you have a question for Matt on this, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Attorney, two-time chair of the Democratic Party, and author Matt Flynn on the phone with us now. I appreciate you laying that out for us, Matt. And I guess what concerns me, and I'm not sure, do you ever have like cases when you were practicing regularly on election cases like this where you represented anybody on either side?
I've done it sort of on a semi-pro bono basis, to help the Democratic Party. But in those days, this was pre-Trump when I practiced law. In those days, you didn't have people who were lawless. What's going on with the Republican Party now is complete rejection of the rule of law and the peaceful transition of power.
Well, and I, as a former Republican, I agree with you. And here's my concern, Matt. And if you could stay for one more segment, are you able to?
Yeah, I can do that.
Because I want to get into this just a little bit more. And this has been, in fairness, probably going on 12 years ago plus at this point. But there was at the time I was still Republican, and there was a Republican primary in Shawnee County, very, very deep red county, just west of Green Bay where my dad and stepmom live. And their neighbor, Randy Wright, was running for sheriff. It was a six-way Republican primary. Well, don't quote me on the exact numbers, but it ended up that the candidate, my dad's neighbor, who he was helping run the campaign for sheriff up there in Shawnee County, won by like 30-some-odd votes. And there was a recount. And I represented the campaign in the recount. And I'm going to explain to you my firsthand knowledge of these electronic voting machines, why they, in fact, are safe and secure. Also going to get Matt Flynn's take, one more take on it, 855-752-4842. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy. University of Chicago professor Harold Pollack said that the best financial advice for most people would fit on an index card. I'm going to fit his index card into your work money minute. Here we go. Max out your 401k or other employee contribution. Buy inexpensive, well-diversified mutual funds. Never buy or sell an individual security. The person on the other side of the table knows more than you do. Save 20% of your income. Pay your credit card balance in full every month. Maximize tax-advantaged savings vehicles like Roth, SEP, and 529 accounts. Pay attention to fees. Avoid actively managed funds. Make financial advisors commit to the fiduciary standard. And lastly, promote social insurance programs to help folks when things go wrong. That's it. For more tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps. This model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 21 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, Monday, September 23rd, 2024. Zommers on the board, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Matt Flynn, so gracious with his time. He is a two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, a great author. Check out his book that's doing really well right now called Court of Last Resort. It will give you a sense, and yes, it's fiction, but there is also some fact in there mixed in, and it makes you think about what could happen this fall after the November election. It's a great primer to get your brain thinking like we need that anymore. Court of Last Resort, but it's a great book. Buy it wherever you buy your books, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or in your local bookstore. Matthew J. Flynn, F-L-Y-N. And Court of Last Resort. Matt, you've also been a great attorney. And we're talking about this story in northern Wisconsin. It's from votebeat.org. Votebeat.org. Alexander Schur is a reporter. He's been on this program before. Talking about up here, Rusk County, a couple of townships or towns in Rusk County, Thornapple and Lawrence, who said, look, we don't like these electronic voting machines. We don't trust them because in large part of what Trump and the MAGA folks have been saying about them, of course, in court, that was found to be untrue. Fox News had to pay almost $1 billion, over three quarters of a billion, to Dominion voting machines because they defamed them. Is that the right legal term, Matt? They were defamed?
They were. They were absolutely defamed, and it cost them big time. They lost a lot of contracts, and Trump and the rest of them lied.
Right.
And Fox lied and said there were problems with these machines, and there were not problems with these machines. But these people, you know, there are people out there. They're very conspiracy-oriented anyway. And you were talking about Shawano County. I got to tell you a quick, very funny story.
Yeah.
Shawano County was the home of the Posse Comitatus.
Right.
And one day my receptionist said, Matt, there's some guys out here. So I went out, and they said, we heard you're a pretty good lawyer. I said, thank you. They said, we're from Shawano County, and we have a right to a Christian lawyer for $20 in gold. That's what they said. And I said, you're absolutely right. His name is Mike Grebe. And here's his number. He was the head of the Republican Party. No, I swear to God. So, I mean, there's a lot of nuts out there, okay? There's a lot of nuts, but most of them aren't on town boards, like in right. Thornapple and Lawrence, for God's sake.
So you sent the Posse Comitatus to Mike Grebe with gold bars.
Well, no. I mean, they took two sections of the Constitution.
Right.
In the 1780s, you had a right to a jury trial if there was $20 at stake, which was a lot of money back then.
Right, right.
And, of course, they were religious nuts. So they said, I have a right to a Christian lawyer, $20 a glass. Absolutely. Here's his number. Here's his number.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
There are guys like that are out there. They're right out there in some of these counties, these northern counties.
Well, and let me just finish up my thought and get your take on this. So, and I'm looking at this picture in this votebeat.org article for the U.S. Department of Justice. And the photo here, I believe this is from a Getty Images photo. So I can't tell you this is the exact voting machine that they're talking about in Rusk County. But I looked it up in 2006, and folks, you can Google up and find the exact numbers. Don't quote me on the exact numbers. But in 2006 in Shawnee County, there was a Republican primary, six candidates. The guy that my dad was helping run his race, Randy Wright, won by 30-some-ish votes. And there was a recount. And it took, I think, 2 or 3 days, and each campaign is entitled, Matt will tell you this, to a representative. And the way you do this is they take all the ballots and they hold them up. And a representative from each campaign, and I think only the top 2 or 3 were there, because that's all that was really within the margin of error. And we could look at every single ballot, and you could say, I dispute that, or the other side says, I dispute it, and it was put in a pile, and you went through this. And what in these electronic machines where you click it with your finger or a stylus or whatever on a screen, the ones that I was using, Matt, also had a backup. It looked like what people our age would say an adding machine paper roll that kept track of what the electronics also did. So there's a backup. So this whole notion that somehow this just lives in a cloud and there's no kind of backup, to me, Matt, is just bonkers. And again, after I can't remember the exact number of votes in Shawnee County in 2006, I want to say it was maybe 4,000 or 5,000, 6,000 votes total. But I think we only threw out that whole batch. I think that it changed the out. Randy Wright still won that election. And in fact, he gained votes in the recount. I think there were like 20 ballots out of 5,000 that ended up being contested, not because of anything nefarious, just because someone on a paper ballot erased or crossed something out. You didn't really know who they voted for, that type of thing. But Matt, on these electronic voting machines, is that your understanding? There's always a backup. So your vote can't just disappear.
In Wisconsin, there's a backup, but here's the problem, Todd. In 5 states, they don't have a backup. And there's a lot of suspicion by a lot of people that you have to have honest people running the tech. So the position of the Democratic Party is we want backup in every state. Mm-hmm. But in Wisconsin, which is what we're talking about, there absolutely is a backup. And if somebody doesn't like it, they can count everything if they want. And they have to pay, unless it's real with it's very close. But yes, there is a backup in Wisconsin, but not in every state.
So to our point here on this story at votebeat.org, these folks in Rust County, they're barking up the wrong tree because there is by law a backup. And to your point, Matt, federal law is going to trump, no pun intended, state law on this. And I don't see how they can. And again, shouldn't we want more people having access to legal voting, Matt, rather than make it more difficult? And people with you know, physical handicaps or whatever it might be. I mean, think of people that have really bad arthritis. They can't hold a pen or whatever it is. And these touch screens allow accessibility for one of our most fundamental constitutional rights.
Right. Federal law requires it. They're in federal court in Madison right now. And the two federal judges over there, Peterson and Connolly, one of them, whoever gets this case, is going to order the clerks up in Thornapple, because Lawrence has already agreed, but Thornapple, and they're going to say, bring them in. And if they don't, the guy goes to jail. Right. And so they've got to get on this thing, and it can't be allowed to spread. This fertile ground for conspiracy theories always, and people like Trump and the Republican Party are seeding that ground.
Matt, always a pleasure. I was in Judge Peterson's federal court once when I was a witness on this supposed voter ID, voter suppression thing. And Josh Call was the attorney before he became attorney general. And he started the story when I was 12 years old. That's why I got involved in politics, to kind of set the background. And at one point, Peterson interrupts me and says, counsel, can we speed this along? I have 135 witnesses. I hope everyone doesn't start at age 12. Yeah,
that's
Judge
good.
Peterson, great judge. Matt, great attorney, great friend. The book right now, buy it, called Court of Last Resort. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. Come on back. And remember, gold is the word to text right now in the Text to Win contest. Gold.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin's campuses are coming off modest general aid increases from the legislature. Layla Merrifield, president of the Wisconsin Technical Colleges System, says they'll be requesting more funding in the next budget cycle.
We understand that our students often come from limited means. They have limited financial resources, and so we try to keep tuition as low as possible.
Merrifield says the programs technical schools offer can be expensive to maintain, but affordability needs to remain a priority. And divers have found a treasure in Lake Michigan, a steam tug that sank almost 130 years ago. Two historians from the Wisconsin Underwater Archaeology Association set out to search Lake Michigan for it. They are far from the first. And after reviewing some historical records, they started near Algoma, and they were right. They found the John Evenson, which sunk in 1895. In 2023, 13 shipwrecks were found in Wisconsin waters. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The city of Duluth is considering revisions to their snow emergency ordinance. According to city officials, snow plowing staff shared a number of potential changes that could make their jobs easier, mostly aimed at getting the community involved in keeping the roads clear. One potential change included working with residents on emergency routes to move their vehicles when the plow comes through to make it easier for them to clear both sides of the road. Another change would allow plow drivers to start clearing roads faster. The University of Wisconsin-Superior is nearly ready to unveil their floating classroom and research vessel. According to school officials, the project has been in the works for over a year and is now in its final stages before opening its doors for student use. The vessel will be called the Sadie Ann, and it will support programs for researchers, university students, and even K-12 students. The floating classroom is currently being built in Louisiana, but will sail up to Lake Superior once it meets Coast Guard requirements. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba.
Sabrina Carpenter is on a bit of a roll following her win for Song of the Year at this year's Video Music Awards. So what's next? How about a Christmas special? A nonsense Christmas special. Yes, that's the title. We'll feature musical guests and comedy with a dash of celebrity cameos. Carpenter says the special will really jingle your bells, and it will drop December 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern on Netflix. A few nights ago, country star Zach Bryan got a little sauced and took a shot at Taylor Swift on X-Twitter. The Swifties performed a Twitter takedown on Bryan until he went into X-Twitter witness protection and deactivated his account. Bryan took to Instagram, where the Swifties are still allowing him to function. He offered an apology, saying he is going through a hard time, appreciates all Taylor has done for music, and never wants to show malice toward another human being. He closed the post with "Don't drink and tweet," and then was ordered back to the corner by the Swift Army, where he continued sucking his thumb. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A crisp and cool, refreshing day today under bright, sunny skies as highs only climb to the upper 60s. As a few clouds filter in later this evening, overnight lows will fall to the upper 30s. Patchy fog is possible early tomorrow morning, then it'll be sunny and 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we talked to Julie Lassa with more ways that the Biden-Harris administration has been investing in Wisconsin's smaller towns and the rural economy.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Monday, September 23rd, 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Many thanks to our friend and ongoing contributor, Matthew J. Flynn. Heck of a guy. Was so nice to spend some time with he and his wife, Mary, and sister-in-law Martha down in Monroe at Cheese Days in Monroe this weekend, and then coming back on today and putting it down there where we can understand it. And I think very important in that last story that in Wisconsin, it is law, there has to be a backup even to these electronic voting machines. And great work by votebeat.org to report this, what's happening in Rusk County. We'll see. We'll keep following this along with Matt to let you know what happens with this now federal case on voting machines. Again, in Wisconsin, as Matt said, there must be two forms or a backup to your voting machine, even when it's electronic like that. And again, there are no major problems with voting in the state of Wisconsin. There just aren't. And anybody who says otherwise, you know, Glenn Grothman, who I worked with, not worked with, but I mean, was in the same party at the time as him. Now he's in Congress. And Glenn told us down at the Republican National Convention, Congressman Grothman, again, when pressed about this, quote unquote, voting irregularities, all they can do is say, we believe it's happening. Well, we think it's happening. And they're trying to suppress the vote of fellow Americans based on what they feel without any genuine real evidence. By the way, the word to text this hour for the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, somebody this hour is winning a $100 bill, $100 in cash. And you'll be entered in for the grand prize drawn by computer at the end of this week, a pair of indoor club level seats to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. The word to text this hour is gold, G-O-L-D, as in David, just like as in green and gold. I didn't pronounce it accurately. I apologize. Perhaps had a couple of wrong texts. So some people are texting another word. I don't want to repeat it, so I don't want to confuse people. But the correct word is gold. G-O-L-D as in David. If you texted something else in, retext. Because we don't draw these as humans, the computer does. And it will not recognize a misspelled or wrong word. It doesn't say, well, we know what it meant. No, you have to have the exact word. The word is gold, G-O-L-D as in David. Text gold right now to be entered in that prize. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go out to beautiful Los Angeles, California on the West Coast. Tom in L.A. L.A., Tom, guess what? We're coming to L.A. this week.
That's awesome. That is really awesome.
Looking forward to it.
Somehow I'll look each other up or something.
Yeah,
like
we're working on confirming. We're going to confirm exact locations, and we'll let you know. So, but what do you got for us, L.A., awesome. Tom?
Well, first off, we the people. Ultimately, are the government, and we must never forget that. The one thing we do have, since we don't have a whole lot else, is our vote. So everybody get registered to vote, get out the vote, and once you vote early, maybe take about another, you know, five more people and get them registered to vote. I wanted to talk about the Montana issue that went on. I don't know if you saw this, but in Montana, they actually left the Secretary of State there, who I guess she's done crap like this before. I don't even know how she has the job. But this Christy Jacobson left Kamala Harris's name off the Montana absentee ballot.
Yeah.
So these ballots are going out, and they don't even have Kamala Harris's name on them. How can this happen? I mean, people that are truly just honest people, do you really want elections this way? I mean, do you really want to win a football game where you cheat?
Right.
Do you want to win sports where you cheat? I definitely don't. You know what? I hope I worked hard in the preseason, and I, you know, meet my competition. I play as hard as I can. If I I don't win, I don't win. Mm-hmm. But this crap is just insane, and it reminds me of that little dog years ago on Laugh Olympics where it was Wigby or whatever his name was.
That's hilarious.
And basically they just had a cheat to win. I mean, it's just absolutely
the Laugh ridiculous. Olympics. That was one of my favorite all-time cartoons. And because you had it was the you know it was like the I don't know it was the Super Friends, but then the bad team was the Really Rottens. Remember that? The Addams Family used to have like a cartoon in the morning, and so you had the Really Rottens featuring the Addams Family, which were always up to no good and were cheating.
Yeah, Smugly was the dog.
Yes, Smugly.
I had to look it up actually this weekend because I was like, oh, that's exactly what I'm
talking about. There you go. Zomers played a little cut of Smugly laughing. Very good. But no, you're right.
I also, Todd, sent you a thing on Project 2025 by Schoolhouse Rock. Oh, you may want to check that out.
Yeah, actually, I think I know what you're talking about, and we probably won't have time today, but we'll hopefully get to that this week. But it's humorous and kind of funny to talk about, but it's also really serious as well. And I really appreciate you calling LA Tom about this. We'll talk a little bit more about it. I really appreciate it, and let's stay in touch, and hopefully we'll see you out there on the West Coast. It's going to be a morning show for us now. Because LA, it's 10 to noon out there, and because there are 2 hours difference, so it'll still be noon to two here in Wisconsin, but we're gearing up for that. Really looking forward to it. Thank you, Tom. Really appreciate it. So what he's talking about here, and I'm just going to look, there's several stories on this. This one is from today. Voting, Montana voting system shut down after Kamala Harris left off the ballot, according to Newsweek. Montana's election season, it says, has gotten off to a rocky start after absentee voters realized Kamala Harris was not listed as a candidate on their ballot. The state was forced to shut down its electronic absentee voter system after it went live on September 20th, when a voter reported that there was no option to vote for the vice president. Max Himsel, that's who LA Tom was talking about. Max Himsel, a Montana voter living in the UK, reported the issue when trying to fill out his ballot online, according to Daily Interlake, a local newspaper. He reported it right away to the Flathead County Election Department on Friday, December 20th. As a precaution, the Secretary of State's office, well, here it is, run by Republican Christy Jacobson, that's who he's referring to, Christy Jacobson, took down the electronic absentee system for troubleshooting, although it insisted that very few voters had been affected by this issue. Heidi Desch, deputy editor of Features at the Daily Interlake, told Newsweek, quote, "My understanding is that the system was working again on Friday afternoon." They've not heard from Himsel since publishing the complaint on Friday. Newsweek contacted the Secretary of State's office via email for comment on whether the ballots now included Harris. Newsweek was also contacted the Harris campaign for an email comment. The office in Montana reassured voters that this issue affected only electronic absentee ballots, which are for members of the armed forces living abroad, spouses and dependents of members of the armed forces living abroad, U.S. citizens living abroad, and per the Montana Secretary of State website, quote, "other individuals meeting definitions of absent uniformed service voter and overseas voter in the Montana law." We'll continue to follow this for you, but I appreciate LA Tom bringing this up. So it appears, according at least to Newsweek, that this was on the electronic absentee system. Doesn't make it any better. And to LA Tom's point, you know, talk about proofreading, right? Before you put a page like this live, somebody should be proofreading this stuff. I don't care whether there's one person, one voter who is affected like this. Voting is still a sacred right. And I hope to goodness that the folks in Montana, along with federal election officials, have sorted this out. But again, another example on the Republican side of voting shenanigans. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We are right in the middle. We have about a little over 15 minutes left here for you to text in the word GOLD, G-O-L-D, GOLD, G-O-L-D to the Civic Media app for our green, go for the green and gold text to win contest, $100 up this hour. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is very, very exciting. Breaking news. If you're on the old Twitter X, or as Craig Ferguson likes to call it, Twix, you will you'll know about first. But about 20 minutes ago, exciting news from our friends at Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, and joining us live from Los Angeles, California, the producer director of this fine film, Sean Hanisch. Sean, thanks for calling in on short notice. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Todd. How you doing?
Well, fine as a fiddle with a string down the middle, as my grandpa used to say. I was at Cheese Days in Monroe, and I have in my refrigerator to bring me on the plane this week a couple of bins of port wine cheese spread. So we got to figure out how we're going to get that to you.
You know, that's the best cheese spread in the world, so right. Thank you. I was a little jealous of you this weekend, to be honest.
Well, it was a fun weekend down in Monroe, but let me tell you, I'm excited about this, and I'm going to see the movie again tonight with my friends Kurt and Florcy, who I was at Monroe Cheese Days with. But it's still playing here at Point Cinema in Madison and other Marcus theaters. But about 20 minutes ago, you and Kelly had some exciting news. Give it to our listeners first, Sean. That you're being expanded. Give us the breaking news.
Well, Todd, you know, honestly, we were on last week. We're over the moon about the response to the film. I mean, you know, we're getting notes from people on email and Facebook and Twitter, X, and all over the place. But I do have some concrete, really exciting news that we just got, which is Just a Bit Outside is expanding to new theaters in Wisconsin.
Yes.
We have at least, I may have one or two more tomorrow, but right now, we know this. We are going to be at the Rivoli in Cedarburg starting Friday, the 27th. We're going to be at the Avalon Atmospheric Theater and Lounge in Milwaukee starting on September 27th. We're going to be at the Downtown Cinema in Eau Claire starting the 27th, and we are going to be at the Portage 7 in Portage, just north of Madison there, starting on the 27th. I believe all four of those are one-week-only runs.
Sure.
So we hope people will run out to it starting on the 27th for that week.
Yeah, this is great. And I'm just looking at the Twitter feed here. I also see the Rauman, is that how you pronounce it, theater in Rhinelander. I know there's been people calling from northern Wisconsin. And then also expanding further into Illinois at the Country Club Hill Cinema in Country Club, Illinois. I didn't even know there was a Country Club, Illinois.
Yeah, you know, the truth is, those are all coming online here in the next, I think, 2 hours. So, not to jinx it, but yes. We're going to be up at the in Rhinelander starting on the 27th, and we are actually moving to Country Club Hills, which I didn't know where that was, but it is kind of the southwestern suburb of Chicago, which is great. Just fabulous. It's our second Chicago, Illinois location.
Well, I'm just reading from the Just Tip It Outside the Movie Twitter feed, so that's where I got that information. So if it was premature, you talk to Kelly. I'm reading what's online.
Kelly's very, well, we're all very excited. We'll end up being in all those places starting Friday. So thank everybody who's gone out to see the film so far. Hope people can still go out to see it. We're going to still be at hopefully a number of Marcus Theater locations for one more week. So the week of the 27th is a really big week for the film. And with the Brewers clinched and, starting into the playoffs a week from tomorrow, it's no better time to go see the film.
Cannot agree with you more. Sean Hanisch, the director and producer of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers. A great film. Your Rotten Tomato reviews are still fantastic. People are going to see it. And every single person has told me they've seen it. It's fantastic. The people who have seen it love it. So be part of the club, everybody. This is a great film. Sean, congratulations. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Todd. Enjoy the show tonight.
Sounds good. We shall. Just a bit outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers in theaters now, and more theaters being added. Back after this for the All Ball Show.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself, because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 9 before the hour. I can't say 10 anymore. 9 before the hour. They've messed up the clock, you understand? And now I got it in my head. I can't say 10. It's 9. 9 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock here.
You and me both.
On the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up at the top of the hour, CBS Radio News or ABC Radio News, depending upon which of our fine stations you are listening to around Wisconsin, a little sports and weather update, and then fasten the seatbelts, get it ready for the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4. Maggie Dawn right here, followed by the Dom Salvia Show, an equally fine show from 4 until 6. And then at 6 o'clock, our friend Pete Schwabba takes over with Nightlight. So,
what a lineup.
What a lineup. And Zomers did a partner all loss on Friday.
I did do all of those on Friday, yes.
You didn't do all...
Oh, no, I didn't do Nightlight.
You didn't do Nightlight because there was a special coverage of Vice President Harris in town on Friday. And then you had... And by the way, not just you, but everybody, Corey Hartman and Chris Casper, and I think J.B. Martinson. I'm not sure who else. Anybody I'm missing in that lineup there that worked on those productions on Friday?
I know Catherine was there.
Oh, Catherine Lake. Thank you very much. Yeah, absolutely. Savannah Tomei Olson. Everybody, it was really fun to be a part of that on Friday when we carried Vice President Harris's speech live from the Dane County Coliseum here in Madison. 10,500 plus folks. The place was standing room only. Talked to some people in Monroe over the weekend who had gone up to Madison to see the oh, wow. Harris events. And it was just heartbreaking, even though they said there was like a dozen. They kept going further, 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 closer to the door. And with about a dozen people in front of them, the fire marshal came out and said, "That's it. No more." And so they weren't able to, but they said, "You know what? We took the chance. We came up here." But it was the bottom line is, once again, Kamala Harris has sold out a venue of thousands and thousands of people here in Madison.
One of my roommates almost got to go. He had the day off because he went to a wedding the day previously. But then since he flies drones for work and the weather was nice on Friday, they're like, actually, you're coming in today.
Yeah, that's very true.
Which is fair.
It's fair. That was great. And then that evening at the Ideas Fest here in Madison, also a sold out event. I'm not sure how many people that venue held, but former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming was in town, and I thought she did a marvelous job.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I would really encourage you, I'm assuming Zomers, people could go to civicmedia.us and find that.
If you go into shows and then scroll down until you find special broadcasts, that is where you will find it.
So civicmedia.us, not com, but civicmedia.us, and then shows, and then special broadcasts. Listen to Liz Cheney's interview on Friday night here at UW-Madison. It was eye-opening. It was honest. I learned things, and I thought it put it into great context to hear this from and again, this is not just a moderate Republican. Liz Cheney is a conservative. Her dad, of course, was a very conservative Republican, former Vice President Dick Cheney. And to hear her lay out as someone who saw all the evidence of January 6th and to say, without a doubt, Donald Trump knew what was going on and he intentionally ignored it. One of the things that I did not know until I listened Friday was that after one of the cops had been assaulted and a citizen had been shot, and Trump was told this, he still did nothing. And he allowed January 6th to go on.
What a great guy.
Yeah. And so this is why Liz Cheney, as Republican, says, she was asked, do you still call yourself Republican? And she said, well, I'm a conservative. You know, and I think that's a fair point, because not to put words in her mouth, but the inference is that, look, the old Republican Party that I used to be a part of, that I left, no longer exists.
I also thought it was
a MAGA party.
It was interesting. She confirmed a lot of what we believe, that a lot of these MAGA people don't believe what they're selling. They're not buying what they're selling. And she says, yeah, the people who are going to vote for Harris or not vote, it's going to shock you.
Yeah. And so look it up, civicmedia.us, then shows, then special reports. And the Liz Cheney event was just absolutely interesting and great radio and great listening. So thanks again to everybody on the team for putting that together. I think you will find it enlightening, to say the least. A very, really important interview. Great show. Again, the word text here, you got 3 minutes left or so. The word is gold, G-O-L-D as in David, gold. G-O-L-D. I'm not going to repeat. We've had a couple of words that are incorrect. It has to be gold, folks, or the computer won't recognize it. So $100 up for grabs. Go to the Civic Media app on your iPhone or Android device. Open it up. Choose a station. Then you'll see the little text icon. Click on that and type gold. G-O-L-D as in David, gold, and you will be eligible. Many thanks to Matt Flynn, author of Court of Last Resort, for spending an hour with us today. Always enlightening, always fantastic. Thanks to Sean Hanisch, the director and producer, one of the producers, for Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. And boy, howdy, great news, particularly for my sister and brother-in-law. The movie is coming to the Downtown Cinema in Eau Claire, Rauman Theater in Rhinelander, Avalon Theater in Bayview in the city of Milwaukee, Rivoli Theater in Cedarburg, and the Country Club Hill Cinema in Country Club, Illinois, and at least it looks like, hopefully, in Marcus Theaters in Wisconsin for the rest of the week as well. Great show today. Appreciate the calls. Todd Allball saying, whatever you are fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll be here for part of the show tomorrow, and then Trigvy Olson in the guest host chair as well. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Make it a great day.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Kristen Wolf returns from Democrats Abroad. If you live overseas, your vote counts too. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.